I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, and the time is wasting if you haven't started practicing with your bow and arrow, because archery season's right around the corner. We'll talk more about it coming up in a moment. Scott Warner with the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources says opening day of archery season is creeping up faster than usual this year.
This year, the archery season's going to come in a little earlier than it had been a couple, 3 years ago. It's now September 27th, so we're looking at about a month away.
So it is high time that you started making some preparations for that opening day.
Run by your local archery shop. See what's on the market in terms of, you know, any sights that you need to replace. Now's the time to do it. If your bowstring is weathered or it's beginning to fray, now's the time to either replace it or condition it. If you need to adjust your poundage, for a lot of us, we get a little bit older each year and may have to reduce that just a little bit. Now's the time to do this. Because of the earlier season date, if you wait till middle of September, there's going to be a long line of people waiting to get in and get the bow service.
And it's also time to start shooting. And shoot daily, toning up those muscles and get yourself back into shape.
I spend a lot of time shooting off my back deck. I've got several targets in the backyard, and yeah, that helps me out. But the week or two prior to hunting season, there's a couple of different things that I do. One is I start shooting from an elevated stand. I even like to try to get up in my tree stand. I use a climber, and I try to shoot from my climber. It makes me feel more comfortable, especially if I'm shooting at a different angle.
You never know from which direction that game's going to be coming, so it never hurts to move those targets around and test yourself.
If you have a buddy, and that's what I'm always looking for, you have a buddy out there who can move your stand or move that target around while you're still in the stand. You want to shoot, you know, at different angles. You know, it's easier for me to shoot. I'm right-handed, so it's easier for me to shoot out of a tree stand to my left. Last year, and it seems like every year, most of those deer that come in are on my right-hand side, so I've got to kind of squirrel around just a little bit in the stand. And
don't neglect to head out to the woods and have a look around, too.
Also encourage you to use the next 4 or 5 weeks to get out there, visit your areas that you're going to be hunting. Don't wait till the week before to figure out whether or not the mass conditions hit or what limbs you need to cut out. Too many of us make a mistake. We spend more time shooting off a deck than out of a tree stand in practice, and we also spend more time watching TV shows about hunting and not actually going out and doing some preseason scouting.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.